السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. And I hope you're enjoying your stay in Durban, enjoying the beautiful scenery and Allah's ni'mat. فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وعلى سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Dawood Muda. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Shawwal 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44. Surah Dukhan and verses 55 to 59. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, today we will complete and conclude the Surah Dukhan, chapter 44. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlights some of the bounties that He will be showering and ever recurring upon the people in Jannah and Paradise. Almighty Allah states, chapter 44, verse 55, يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا أَيْ يَتْلُبُونَ فِيهَا. They, the people in Jannah and Paradise, cannot command Allah. Nay, that's never ever permissible. Allah alone commands. But we will request Almighty Allah. سَيَدْعُونَ فِيهَا أَيْ يَتْلُبُونَ. They will request there in Jannah and in Paradise, بِكُلِّ فَاكِرَةٍ, all different types of fruits. And we explained to you yesterday as well, there is no hunger, there is no thirst, there is no urinating, defecating there in Jannah. Everything will come out as our perspiration. And remember, it is only joy, happiness and bliss, no worry, no sorry. Whatever arguments there were in this world, the malice, rancor, everything will disappear. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Once they enter Jannah, then وَقُدُورَتْ جُو دِلْ مِهِ. اور سب اللہ تعالیٰ نکال دیں گے اور ہر ایک جو ہے دوسرے کے ساتھ عیش کریں گے. So every person will enjoy himself, herself to the optimum and maximum. So this is نُزُولًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ, hospitality from Him, Almighty Allah Himself. So these people who are in Jannah, and Allah Ta'ala grant us Jannah al-Firdaws, beautiful hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, if we beg Almighty Allah minimum thrice a day for Jannah and Jannah al-Firdaws, Jannah itself and Paradise itself will intercede for us. Minimum thrice a day we beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for protection from Jahannam, then Jahannam and hellfire will also say, I don't want him, ABC, XYZ person here in Jahannam. So we should beg Almighty Allah for death on Iman and Islam and direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ. They will request in Jannah for all different types of fruits. Like, you know, a person, you're invited, you want to taste this ice cream, that dessert and that fruit and so forth and so on. We need in complete peaceful circumstances, and there will be always in comfort and peace and tranquility, serenity. لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى. They will never taste fiha day in Jannah a death illa al-mawtat al-ula, except the death they experience here in this world. Many things will happen still when we enter Jannat al-Firdaus. Almighty Allah Jalla wala will address them and ask them, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O you people of paradise, what more do you want? They will say, Ya Allah, what more can we ask for? We just desire and we wish and immediately is there. There is no load shedding, there is no freezing of the computers and there is no glitches in the system and so forth. Everything more perfect than the word perfect. So nothing. Allah says, no, there is. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will tell the angels that you take that death moat and like in the shape of a goat or sheep or animal, and you slaughter it, and once it is slaughtered, remember Allah will tell the people of Jannah la mauta. There is no more death for you. You enjoy and ever forever eternally. And the people of Jahannam and the hellfire, even if they had 0.5%, 0.25%, 1% hope that they will one day come out, now they'll be totally devastated and now they know it's finished, end of the story. For them, because they are sane and mature, and they committed kufr and shirk and blasphemy, they committed idol worship, they committed, remember, that rejecting the articles of faith, or they committed nifaq and hypocrisy, only lip service to Islam, so such people will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire forever. For the kuffar and non-Muslims, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. For the mushrikeen, idol worshippers and polytheists who worshipped Allah and other things as well, they place them and equal them with Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, and papa with Allah. So chapter 4, verse 48. And the munafiqeen and hypocrites, Muslim names, but dispatched to Jahannam, no true iman in the inner recesses of their heart, and there are millions of them today like that. You just look at the Arab leaders and the Muslim leaders, most of them fall in that category. So we must remember chapter 4, verse 145. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi, from disbelief and blasphemy, from shirk and idol worship and polytheism, and from nifaq and hypocrisy. So here Almighty Allah is teaching us that they will only experience this one death. And then second, Allah will say, I have an extra bonus for you. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. What is the extra bonus, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, Ya Akram al-Akrameen? You are the most merciful one to show mercy. You are the most honorable woman, Ya Rab. Allah will say, I'm removing all the veils and curtains. You can see, Rukyat Bari Ta'ala, I give you the honor to see your Creator. Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elaborated, explained on this and said, how you see Laylatul Badr, you see the full moon on the 14th night, there's no jostling, there's no pushing. So very similar, you will see Allah Jalla Wala, and every day you will see Him for some very fortunate people in Jannah. Some will see twice a week, some will see twice a week. Minimum, once a week, O Ahlul Jannah, you will see Allah Jalla Wala. And the once a week will be on a Friday. So there also Friday will be given great virtue and preference and so forth. Did you ask Allah today? Say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka lazzata nazari ila wajhika al-kareem. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, we beg of you that we have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance, O Rabbul Alameen, the hadith in Muslim Ahmad. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Shafa'ati li ahli al-kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who have perpetrated, committed major sins. So on this Mubarak day, remember we should say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah, Jalla wa la grant shafa'ah, intercession, to remember that us on the day of justice, we will need that provided that we pass away with Iman and Islam. وَوَقَاهُمَ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ And Allah will protect them from the punishment of Jahannam. And that is the only recipe and prescription of true success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ Whosoever is taken far, far away from the fire. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ And admitted into Jannah and Paradise, indeed that person is successful. That's the only criteria for success. Everything else what people say is a figment of their imagination. فَضَلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ And this is the grace of Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore we, the true Muslims, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say when a person enters Jannah and Paradise, is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's only, solely, exclusively the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Our actions, our speech, our deeds, all are a superficial means. But the sabab-e haqiqi and sabab-e ra'isi, the main reason is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah has enveloped us. Have you read the dua today? Read chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ O Almighty Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whereas you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. SubhanAllah. So this is a wonderful dua, daily we should read it. When a person is dispatched to the hellfire like the Zayanas and the Jutlas and Jutlis and them, Insha'Allah, all of them will be dispatched to Jahannam after all the oppression, apartheid and wars which they are causing in the world. So Almighty Allah dispatches the non-Muslims who are sane and mature to Jahannam, the hellfire. And whether you are Trump or anybody else, if they die on kufr and shirk, straight hellfire. And that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. When a person enters Jannah and the person is saved and protected from the hellfire and enters paradise, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the supreme success. You want a wonderful name for your son? Fawz. You see that? Success. You want a wonderful name for your daughter? Fawziya. So she will be successful. And if you want him to be forever successful, or you want her, your daughter, to be ever successful, faiz, faiza. One is faiza, successful. One is faiza, A-double-E-E-Z-A, everlasting success. You see that? So there's greater emphasis in that. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِدِسْيَسَانِكَ O Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made it easy for you. This Qur'an Sharif, who can make it easy for you? Only me, only we, yassarnahu. So Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. And Almighty Allah jalla wala teaches us, remember that only I can do that, bilisanika, in your mother tongue, in your language, in the Arabic language. And we see Almighty Allah use a very similar verse in the ending of Surah Maryam also. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُّدًّا Chapter 19, Surah Maryam. Surah Maryam comprises 98 verses. This is the second last verse. Chapter 19, verse 97. فَإِنَّمَا We only can make it easy for you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِلِسَانِكَ In the Arabic language. Why? لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ So that you continuously give the glad tidings to those who have true taqwa and piety. Not part-time Muslims, Ramadan time with good Muslim, and now holiday time all hell breaks loose. Nay, muttaqeen, all times, all places, all circumstances with taqwa, true piety. وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمَ الْلُّتَّى And you warn those people who are stubborn and obstinate, and they think they will get away with murder and wars and impunity. No, many people thought that. the Pharaoh, and today we have many, many, many Pharaohs, you see that. So this is how Almighty Allah sooner or later will punish them. فَإِنَّمَا يَسْتَغْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. So this is how we make it easy for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabic language, the Quran Sharif, so that they can wonder, ponder and reflect over it. فَرْتَقِبْ, you keep on waiting, you know Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the truth, 100% truth, there's no iota of doubt in it. إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَقِبُونَ, let them also wait. Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Almighty Allah will definitely strike them and hit them and decimate them, destroy them, sooner rather than later. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Another surah chapter completed. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa karamihi wa judihi wa lutfihi. Through His grace, mercy and benevolence, Rabbana taqabbal minna. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. O Allah, reward our parents, reward our elders, reward our teachers, and reward, send the reward to the entire Ummah and Muslimah, those who passed away, those who are alive, those yet to come, and elevate the rank of our martyrs in Ghazwat al-Mubarakah. And all parts of the world, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 13th of Shawwal, 1446, day number 555, triple five of the Gaza war by the Jutlas, Harami, Zionists, real terrorists. Yesterday alone, United Nations say a barbaric attack, terrorist attack, that's what we will say. Israeli diaper forces yesterday killed 28 people, only women and children. What will you say, you swine, you pigs, you subhuman? Do you call yourself a human being? One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. You Muslim at least have some shame and some ghira and some self-respect. For what must you support the Jutla? Just explain that to me. So all this KFC and all this Burger King and all this, I see this article came out, Burger King is also helping the Israeli Defense Force and so forth, and this McDonald's and this Woolworths and this Pick and Pay and all these people. We are Muslims, have some shame. What answer will you give tomorrow to Almighty Allah when our children will ask you, we gave our lives and you could not stay away from them? Have some shame, man. So remember this, don't be like the Arab rulers and the Muslim rulers and leaders, your MBS and MBZ and all these murtad haramis and khabis, awlad of shaitan. So we need to be very clear on all these issues, or we all becoming scholars for dollars or what? So we need to be very, very clear. We don't got any favor with any person, with any organization, any politician, any government. So it was a barbaric, horrific attack, remember that. See what the fairy tale story Israel gave. They say, no, we're looking for Hamas. That's the only excuse they have, you must remember that. The safe zones, they tell the Palestinians to go there, they go there and they bomb them. Listen, 224 strikes in the past 3 weeks, you must remember, against the Gaza people. And in 36 of these attacks, they only attack women and children and civilians. No mujahideen and no militants, as they call, you must remember. America, the land of honey, the land of prosperity, it's all gone down the drain because of Trump and because of Rubio. All haramis, these people. So Mahmoud Khalil, a student with a legal visa, he had a protest against the Jutlas, 100% justified according to your First Amendment. Now the court says, no, he can be deported. But nowhere is he charged for any crimes. So why can he be deported? Because he, Rubio, says, I have the power that I can deport any foreign person who's there, and because we don't like his beliefs. So who the hell are you? So you mustn't come to South Africa, you harami, we will expose you even more. We know the first time you didn't come, and they must remember that they have become dictators, and they feel they can get away with mass murder. What you did in Iraq, what you did in Afghanistan, what you did in Vietnam, everywhere your record stinks, you American. So remember, it stinks today from Washington right up to Tel Aviv, both sides of Fakka, haramis. From March 18 till today, 500 plus Palestinian children killed by America and Israel. That is your history. Filled with terrorism, blood and murder of innocent people. Therefore, if an American or a Jutla freaks and dies like a dog, we have no sympathy and empathy for him. Therefore, it's good that helicopter also, you must remember, crashed there in the Hudson River. I don't have any sympathy for them. Let me be very clear on this issue. Today, they will be meeting there in Oman, in Muscat, you see. So, and they'll be discussing the nuclear. So what does Trump trumpet away? I want Iran must flourish. I want Iran must flourish, but no nuclear for them. Who the hell are you, Trump? Why must Israel have nuclear? Why can't India have nuclear? And why can't Iran have nuclear? Just answer that question to the world, remember that. Because the Muslim country, Pakistan has it, you must remember, you want to now remove that from them as well. So we must be Muslims. Tell them, go to hell. We're not interested in your people's laws because we saw your people's double standards and so forth. So now they saw Iran also haramis, you must remember that. I got nothing to do with Iran, America, or so on the Jutlas, but we have to speak the truth. I say Iran must have nuclear. We say every Muslim, this Saudi Arabia, all of them, they have millions, billions, trillions, zillions of resources, but they're such fools that they can't have nuclear. Why America will look after us? What is America looking after you? They just use you as guinea pigs. That's what they do. But you got no brains to understand that. So you must remember this. So 100% Iran must go nuclear. But Iran is master in playing games. They say, no, we're going to go nuclear for peaceful purposes, not for war and so forth and so on. So today there will be the big meeting there in Muscat and Oman. And remember, the foreign minister of Iran, Abbas, he will be leading the delegation. And from the American side, Witkoff will be there. Witkoff just met Putin yesterday, before yesterday. And remember that Putin is too sharp for them, remember. He makes yes, 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 and after they go, he does the direct opposite. Do whatever you want to do. Give America a good thrashing there, remember, in Ukraine. Ask, you must remember, Tucker Carlson, he will tell you all the facts and everything. Okay, see now. They deported a person, you must remember, to San Salvador, and now they say the mistake. Now they have to bring him back. So who's going to pay for all these mistakes you made? Murdering 1 million people in Iraq, a mistake. Zionism, a mistake. That's written in your Haaretz newspaper. One of their senior historians said the Zionism was a mistake. Who's going to pay for the 80 years? Israel is closer to civil war. Who said so? Ehud Olmert. He was sent to jail also, eating omelets there in jail, the Harami. So you must remember the people who are Afghani and from Cameroon, and they had temporary status there in America. So temporary status finished. Temporary status finished for the people of Afghanistan origin and from Cameroon, Africa, and they will also be deported. They was going to deport, you see that? But no Jutla will be deported, remember that. So China, that's why I like China. I like Russia. I like Iran. As long as they give America a rough time, tough time, we will support them. So China, 125%, you see, that they increase the tariff against U.S. And Israel and America went 145%. 6 people died in a helicopter crash in the Hudson River in New York. Very good. We got no sympathy for them. They can go to hell for what I gave, the Jutlas and so forth. Evidence against Israel is disappearing. How you like that? So now when they gather the evidence, you know Israel, America, how they operate, they will pay people millions, millions, and suddenly the documents will be missing, suddenly the proof will be missing, and so forth and so on, because both America and Israel are the biggest terrorist states today in our world, remember that. The quicker they both fall apart, you will see the world will be a better place. And the Saudis and France have already briefed the United Nations that what they want. Obviously, Saudi recognizes Palestinians, and France will be recognizing the Palestinian state, and they want the two-state system. And it's a waste of time, but at least it's something they're talking about. So remember, the two-state solution is dead before it was born already, if you understand. King Charles, with his chameleon, he addressed the parliament in Rome, there in Italy. Xi Jinping, you know Xi Jinping? So the leader of China said, America, Trump, you're isolating yourself and the world will move on and you will be left behind 100%. And that is the recipe for disaster. We hope Trump carries on with his mad policies. He's an egoist, a narcissist. He wants Panama, he wants Greenland, he wants Gaza, he wants Canada. Only mad people can talk nonsense like that, you know. But you know, people who are fools, that they will believe in him and so forth. China and U.S. in war of words regarding the Panama Canal. I've been there also, beautiful place, you know. Listen to the Israeli-style justice. A youngster, a teen, so he is arrested. His name Ahmed, you see. And he's jailed for 9.5, almost 10 years. And now he's released, you see. That. If you ask what crime did he commit, he can't tell you anything. He will tell you maybe he threw one stone or something. And now 10 years, almost in jail. So that they are juklas, haramis of the worst order, the swines and pigs they are, a cursed nation. Murderers of prophets and messengers, and murderers of babies and children and women and so forth. Now Trump and company, they're preparing an anti-Semite team. One rabbi is involved. We say, go to hell with your anti-Semite, go to hell with your Holocaust. Hitler was right when he said, you can't judge interest, you can't have homosexuality, you can't have pornography. He did right. You must remember that. So today, if our Muslim rulers had true iman, they should do the same thing. But they puppets and murtads, majority of them. So that is what we should remember. So Obama, you remember Barack and his wife? They're on the verge of divorce. But they are saying there's nothing like that. But the media is getting it out. So when they go, Obama is a murtad also. He went madrasa and he went to Islam and all that. So when you murtad, Allah will disgrace you in this world and in the year after. So he and his wife, big trouble there in their marriage. Okay, I am here in Spingo Beach, my sister's place, and they all gone for Umrah, mashallah. They in Makkah, Allah Tala Qabool, Allah accepted Umrah, Ziyarat, all of that. But now when I came out, I read Maghrib Salat here in the Masjid where Mahana Harun Rahimahullah was Imam for 42, 43 years. Then I see that I ask people, what's happening here? I see the tanker there from Phoenix Cash and Carry, the Day Brothers, say for 3 days no water here. Imagine the beach is here, the water is here, the sea is here, but no water in Spingo Beach for 3 days. And then I saw one Muslim youngster going around with the truck also. He says, no, we're just going to deliver water. So the people who have boreholes or Jojo tanks, they're still okay. But what about majority of the people? ANC, you guys are a disaster. Then I went for Isha there to Toti, I mean Zimtoti, with my nephew Ismail Karim, Mohan Ismail. And then after the program, I was speaking to the trustees and so forth. They say, for past 3 weeks, there's no water. It comes and goes, comes and goes. So how you run the country? You want taxes, you want increases, you want wages must increase for yourself. You'll get fettered doing good in nothing, good for nothing. 78 ministers and deputy, 3 quarters should be fired. And sitting on your laurels and thinking of Hadi. So remember, that's why the rand is falling apart. Against the dollar is almost gone to 20 or more. And with the pound is already exceeded 25. And remember with the euro also. So because your policies are stinking, remember that ANC. Me, I'm very proud about this. You understand? I don't know how you guys fell in the trap, you know. From 1994 till today, I never ever voted GA, ANC or EFF. But I'm thinking about ANC. I never ever voted. From 94, people were gone crazy, euphoria, you know. No freedom and other boss. How the hell can you vote for people who are communists? That beats me, you know. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Our brother Muhammad Ikhlas is still in hospital. I visited him yesterday also in the afternoon. Allah grant him shifa. My cousin, those of you who know Heidelberg Balfour, you know Abu Tayyar, Abu Sharif. So Abu Sharif passed away and he's got his daughter Shahida. So I only came to know yesterday. So she's in hospital, her condition is not good. So make dua for her also. And you know, there are serious complications there. Allah make easy for her also. My wife, you understand, her two brothers, Hafiz Suleiman and Murtabai, 95 years old, Hafiz Suleiman, 82, 83 years old, also not well. Ya Allah, all the people, brothers, sisters, children who are ill and sick, Allah mashfihim shifa and kamil and ajilan, ya Rab. Allah mazi bil ba'as, anta shafi la shifa illa shifa, uk shifa and la yubadiru saqama. Ya Allah, you give all shifa, give out charity on their behalf as well. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us siha and afia and take us from this world with iman in Islam. Ameen. Seminar starts today, 8 o'clock. Not 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So Hafiz Wadi is the big coordinator and will carry on till Zohar time. No TV, Alhamdulillah. So Ansar informed me that Hafiz Wadi and himself, they cancelled everything with them. So we said, very, very good. So mashallah, no TV. So I made a big noise, and I believe Mufti Imran Rauda, the advocate, also objected strongly. So well done to him also, to Mufti Rauda, Imran Rauda. So mashallah, the ulama must stand for the truth. We don't have to curry favor for anybody. Allah's help will come also. Jee Malana, let's fire up for the Q&A inshallah.
Ishaab, someone asked, can flowers and plants be kept in one's home?
I see a flower right in front of me. My sister put a big flower here, but she isn't there. You see that? So 100% you must remember, you keep flowers, real flowers, kali-kali flowers, artificial flowers, all permissible. Whether you keep in your bedroom or bathroom or whatever, all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, is home insurance permissible?
Remember, as far as insurance go, life insurance, car insurance, home insurance, so we say the conventional way of it as they done nowadays is not permissible. Why is not permissible? There's a gambling element there. Every week, every month you have to pay, like Australia, they pay every week. Here, South Africa, they pay every month, or you just make an annual payment. So remember, and then you receive something in exchange. So that is 100% gambling. Then there's a riba factor also, interest and so forth. So therefore, it would not be permissible and so forth. Now all this, they make the carpool and that and all these things. We don't agree with all these things. Yeah, the Sharia compliant and halal logos, we don't agree with any of these things. Yeah, Jeev.
Kisa, can I ask you if you have a dua, a Fatiha for a person who passed away and leaving the home, I would like to teach it to my son.
It's not my dua, my brother. It's Allah Jalla Wala teaching us the dua. It's Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaching. So wonderful that we can, you as the father, mother, parents, sit with your children, grandchildren, and teach them the dua. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّ وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, forgive the believers, the day the reckoning is established. It's a powerful dua for ourselves, for past, present and future. So Surah 14, verse 41. Now read, you read and your children must read. And your wife and whoever is there, parents, siblings, read. When you leave your home, so now you're going for Fajr Salah. So the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, three phrases, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah Jalla Wala. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take me towards righteous deeds and actions and speech, and there is no power to prevent me from vices and evil, illa billah. That's the meaning of wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Four things will happen. Hadith Tirmidhi Sharif. Hudita, you'll be given guidance and nur and effulgence. Wa wukita, divine protection will come to protect you. And wakufita, and your needs will be fulfilled. Watanaha anhu shaitan, all the satanic forces will take flight and run away from you. So that's a beautiful dua. Read it daily, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, when making Hajj Umrah, is it permissible to make sa'i on the first and second floor, or does it have to be done on the ground floor?
So today, if you study Makkah Mukarrama, the tawaf they do on the ground floor, on the first floor, second floor. So tawaf is permissible all the floors. Sa'i, between Safa and Marwa, they got 5 floors, if you know. So you must remember this. They have a basement also. So you must remember that. So if you go to any one of these floors, all permissible. So that is the fatwa and verdict of all four schools. Whether it's your tawaf, whether it's your sa'i, on any floor you do it, better it is permissible. Obviously, better will be on ground floor. But the ground floor is packed to capacity. You've got ladies with you, the men will touch them and so forth. So then you go on top, mashallah, so we can do it peacefully, comfortably.
Mufti Saab, can a person give his debtor zakat money with the condition that he should pay him back his debt with the same money?
So now Ismail Kareem, my nephew, is here. He owes me 100,000 rand, for example. He owes me nothing, I'm just giving an example. So I call him, I say, Maulvi Ismail, you owe me 100 grand, 150 grand, 10 grand, whatever. Take this money and his zakat, and then tomorrow you give it back to me, and then we even, Stephen, totally haram. You can't do that. Why you can't do that? When you give zakat, you can't make any conditions. You gave it, you must remember, to that person who is poor and dire straits, and he owes you a certain sum. So you give him that exact sum, and then tell him today, tomorrow, next week, you give it back to me. Totally haram, you can't do that. What's happening in our Darulum, also majority of them is not permissible Islamically. We play with hilas. We play with all the shortcuts and loopholes. We saw the real Akabi, remember that. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, you studied there, Murana, you know that. So when we studied there together, and then what happened? That we find Sheikh Allama Yusuf bin Nuri was dead against this hilas. That now the principal, he will call a student, right? And he will say, yeah, 1,000 rupiah here, 1 lakh rupiah here, take this here. So what you will do with it? So then the student knows, and the teacher knows, the principal knows. You say, okay, I'll keep 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, and the remainder 80,000 I'll give back to the madrasa. So that dry cleaning took place. So from zakat night became lillah and so forth. But if that student says no, then I keep all 100,000 or whatever, what will happen? You think the madrasa will keep him? They'll fire him and tell him, go from here. So that is not acceptable, this style. Then it's a different thing, now we get this fatwa and this fatwa. But I know our Akabir Hazrat bin Nuri and them were dead against all these type of things. So therefore we find there's so many problems today in our madrasas and Darulum, India, Pakistan, South Africa, England, and wherever you go. Because too many hilas and shortcuts and loopholes are taking place, remember this type of thing. So what you are suggesting, brother, definitely not permissible, it's haram to do so.
Mufti Saab, can a qaza fast be kept on a Friday alone?
If you keep qaza fast on a Friday alone, you keep shawwal fast alone on a Friday, it's all permissible. The ahadith that come that you shouldn't fast on a Friday only, is for what we will say khilaf-e awla, meaning it's better you keep 2 fasts, the Friday or Friday, Saturday. But if you keep the fast, remember, alone, only on a Friday, qaza fast, or shawwal fast, and so forth, so majority scholars say permissible, no problem with it.
Mufti Saab, missing 3 Jummas in a row, is there any hadith or dalil that it can lead to kufr?
100%, go open Tarheeb wa Tarheeb, go open Mishkat Sharif, go open all these famous ahadith, Kitab, Musnad Ahmad. When a person leaves out Jummah 3 consecutive weeks and so forth, Taba Allahu ala qalbi, Allah Ta'ala seals his heart, you must remember that. In fact, if you study Quran, Surah Muddathir, and that you will find, why do people land up in Jahannam? Ma salakakum fi saqar. What made you land up and walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? The first answer they will give, they will say, lam nakum min al-musalleen. We never read salat, you see that? So meaning they read salat when they felt like they don't read salat and they feel like, actually, majority of the ummah are like that. So ask them when last they read Fajr salat, when last they read Asr salat and so forth. From after Ramadan ended, first Shawwal till now, the 12 days have passed. How many salats have you missed and so forth? So it is something common in the Ummah, you must remember. But that does not justify it. Therefore, every Muslim should read the work of Shaykh al-Islam, Rahimahullah ibn Taymiyyah, celebrated student, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, and the book is called Kitab al-Salat. In there is written, majority Sahaba say, companions of the Master alayhi salam, when a person mutters Salat, deliberately, we're not saying rejecting Salat. A person rejects Salat, everybody knows he's non-Muslim. A person mutters Salat deliberately, so remember, according to majority Sahaba, is out of the fold of Islam, and that is the fatwa of the Hanbali scholars as well. We open Al-Mughni of Ibn Qudama, we open Kitab al-Salat of Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, and read the Quran Sharif and see Surah Muddathir. What all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 74 and verses 42, 43, 44. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ What made you land up in Jahannam? 42 of Surah Muddathir, chapter 74. 43, the verse number, we never used to read Salat. لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ We never fed the poor and so forth. So that is where the Ummah stands today, remember that. We don't pass the fatwa, but I always mention it to show the severity of the crime. So we say the person is still a Muslim, but skating on thin ice, and very soon he will leave Islam totally. So may Almighty Allah protect, preserve our Iman and Islam at all times, all places.
Mufti Sahab, what is Tabarruk? And did Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid do this by keeping Rasulullah's Mubarak beard hay in his turban? The last question.
100% Tabarruk, Baraka means. Baraka means al-ashya'ul qaleela wal-manafi'ul kathira. We have little but resources, money, time, whatever. But so many people benefit from it. Now we, Radio Al-Ansar International, Merkel Sahaba, and we, Sirius FM, what we are? We small little chewing gums, you must remember. In the world stage, you can't compare with CNN and Fox and BBC and Sky and all these directors. So they got some tons of all the money and resources. So we small little chewing gums compared. But they listen to us. They record us, some of them. Why? Because they know that what we are saying is the truth. So that is called Baraka, you must remember. So 100% we believe in that. Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala had the hair Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in his turban and all that is to fasten it. And in hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the open Bukhari Sharif, Sahaba say, لَشَعَرَةٌ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْنَا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا One Baal Mubarak, hey Mubarak of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was more beloved to us than the entire world and whatever it contains. So inshallah, today is the Hajj seminar, and there the Ansar's premises. And starting 8 o'clock, ending Zohar time, my slot will be inshallah, inshallah. I hope Hafiz Wadi keeps the time. So 12 o'clock to 12:45. So inshallah, the Merkaz will take that slot also, inshallah. JazakAllah khair, Maha Salim. And to the team, make dua for us and the Ummah and Gaza. And Barakallah Fik. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.